It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Wigwam. The Wigwam, he said. He's going to watch the lions at the Wigwam in Indian River. Hunters. Headed up north. VanoFun69 on Twitch said, Tally's Bar in Lewiston, Hunter's Paradise. If you know, you know. I do not know, but there is.
Lewiston does not surprise me.
But for the first time, you know, we probably have hunters that are like, wait a sec, I do want to watch the lions. So,
a dilemma.
Dare we say. So how do you balance it? We'll take a couple more on this before we get into the game here a little bit. 248-539-9797. Eric, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
I got to touch on a couple things here. First of all, if you're an avid sportsman, which I consider myself, I've been out every day since October 1st hunting. There's always some times for hunting. Deer aren't just around in the early mornings and late at night. They're out there this time of year when they're in the rut. They're chasing does all day long, all right? So if you're watching a cell phone, which is fine, the thing about that, you're not always looking out in front of you. And if you make any slight movement and there's one of them in front of you, it's all over, especially a smart, mature buck. Now, that being said, I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work here at Grass Lake and on these Sony headphones. I listen to you guys when I sit in my blind, but then there's a downfall to that, as well as the earbuds.
Why?
You can't hear a doe. If she blows, that means she scented you, or you can't hear the sounds that indicate that a buck is around or a doe. And
so you're handicapping yourself.
Yes, you are.
If you can't hear when she blows, that's a problem.
That's a big problem. And people wonder why they don't have good luck out in the woods. You have to remain as quiet as you can and not move at all and be looking and stay focused, or your opportunities and chances go down dramatically.
So,
you know,
dramatically.
So Sunday at 1.
Drastically, pardon me.
Yeah,
no, dramatically is the word we like to use.
What will you be doing Sunday at 1?
Sunday at 1, I'll be sitting in the woods, because that's when all the so-called couch hunters start wandering around, especially on state property, and they start pushing the deer. That's the best time to go out, to be candid and honest with you. I sit all day opening day. Now, I'm fortunate enough not to be have private property to be hunting on and not go to state land. But if I had to go to state land, that's a whole different character there, because these couch hunters, well, they're not real safe either.
Okay, two things here, Eric. Eric, I'll tell you two things to get back on track. One is, so you're not watching the lions?
No, I'll be listening to the lions.
Okay, but you will be handicapping yourself,
because you won't know when she blows.
You won't be able to hear her blow or him stop.
That is true.
All right.
That is true.
And the second thing that we have to ask is, where are you calling from? Because this noise in the background is
it's interesting.
Well, I just stepped outside. I'm in a machine shop in Grass Lake. And nice. All the guys are saying, I told them I was coming on the radio. Yeah. But I love your guys' show, and I listen to you every day. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Eric.
But, yeah, that does handicap you.
We don't do shout-outs, but say hi to the fellas at the shop.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, I stepped out. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. It's interesting. We were curious what the sound is.
And your call was great. Yeah. So good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
See you.
Take care, Eric. You got to hear her blow.
You know what's funny about that is that he's like giving his description of why it's got to be the way it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like he was scolding all the other hunters.
In a way.
Yeah. That weren't doing the way he would do it. But.
At the same time, he's also appreciating because they're going to push the deer his way.
That's right. To each their own. 248-539-9797. Last one on this. Mike, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
What's
up? Hi, Mike.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Been hunting for over 40 years. And I got to address these guys that call us couch hunters.
There we go.
Yeah.
The reason why they called, reason why we come up here is to sit on the couch to watch the game without our wives in the kitchen yelling at us. That's why we come up north. We love our wives, but that's the reason why we come out.
All right. So where are you? Where are you right now, Mike?
I'm in Beaverton, Michigan.
Beaverton, Michigan.
Beaverton.
Okay.
I'm a Brandon Calhoun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give a last name because wife still thinks I sit next to a tree, and it's 30 feet up in the tree, plexiglass with carpeting, and I listen to Odyssey on your show every single day.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And when the guys go, well, you can hear them blunt or blow.
Yeah.
You look at the deer, if it turns around, that means he sees something. You don't have to hear anything. So all the people that are knocking us couchmen.
So you can see or blow.
Oh, no, it turns around and you could tell them they see something. They can hear twice as good as us, three times.
Okay,
so when they turn around, they're looking, that's when the buck is coming. You don't have to hear them.
Back to the
point.
You
don't have to hear a sound.
So Sunday at 1, what are you doing?
I'll be listening in, I call it the Hilton.
Okay.
The tree blind.
All right.
And I'll be sitting in there listening to it. I actually don't even hunt anymore. I watch them, and I have, after 40 years, I have nephews and the kids and my son-in-law. They all come up. So.
All right, final thing for you, Mike. Final thing for hunters that might – final thing who might be in the Beaverton area and they want to go to a local establishment to watch the game, what is the best bar – in Beaverton to go watch the Lions and the Jaguars?
Without a doubt, the reason why I bought the property, because it's only a quarter mile from my property, is the Juicy Bone, owned by Jimmy. Honest to God, that's the true name of it.
Fantastic.
He's a good friend of mine. I had to ask him about that name. But, yes.
Where did the name come from?
Dale Road. I asked him. I thought it might have been... something of a different kind of bar, but he does steaks.
Well, that's
honest
why.
God truth. His name is Jimmy. Great guy.
Jimmy owns the Juicy Bone in Beaverton.
Yes, sir.
And if you're in the Beaverton area and you are going to want to watch the Lions, go to the Juicy Bone.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. And I will tell you this, Gator, I don't know if anything has paid off quite as good as us deciding to ask. Where would you go watch in Beaverton?
I agree with you 100%.
The Juicy Bone.
I am texting friend to see if he's ever been to the Juicy Bone in Beaverton.
Thanks to all the hunters that called in today.
You guys are awesome.
Yes, you are.
Stay safe.
Please.
And treat each other with respect out there.
That too.
Yeah, even the couch hunters, right? Yeah. They're hunters too.
Yeah, I was not trending in a respectful way. A respectful place, was it? All right, Gator. Lions taking on the Jags. You know, my kid was young. My daughter played on a rec soccer team. And our coach was from Mexico. The team was the Jaguars. But as he called them, the Jaguars.
Sure.
So I struggle. I always want to call them the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You can. I'm not going to stop you.
So Lions and the Jaguars coming up on Sunday. I want to talk about what I think is the most mysterious lion. I think there's one lion in particular I find very mysterious. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.